Dilly and Shad, Hot FM, thanks for fantastic furniture. Look, we've got a story today, a story of love, of young love, and it's found in a hopeless place.
Wow, Romeo and Juliet-esque.
Oh, yeah. Out the front of Gillies, Illy. We've seen people out the front of Gillies. We've been people out the front of Gillies.
Yeah, normally throwing up.
Sometimes you see romance.
Sometimes. A lot of the time.
Sometimes just when you think you've got romance, it slips away out of your grasp. And a story I was tagged in just last night about the story of love lost and the need to find it again. A young lady went out for a lovely night, was going to call it quits, met a young fellow, but unfortunately, by the end of the night, was not able to exchange numbers or find the gentleman again. Now, both of these people have limited time here in Cairns, as people do. They pass through.
Yeah.
And people, friends of friends, reached out for our help to try and track this person down. So to go through this story of love lost, we have Sid on the phone. Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Okay, so you met this guy at Gillies.
Yeah, so I was sitting out the front, contemplating leaving, and I, like, stood up, looked around, and there were people coming back. So I think he would have been at, like, a wool shed.
Okay. We're tracking your whereabouts.
What did you like about this guy? He was obviously pretty special.
I don't know. Like, he sat down next to me, and then, like, his security was telling everyone to move along. So I was just like, like, let's go for a walk. And he's like, okay, cool. So we're walking. So I asked him what his name was. He's like, oh, it's Moses. And I was like, no, it's not. Your name's not Moses. And he's like, yeah, I was like, that's the coolest name ever.
He's like, messiah.
No one's called Moses.
So you guys shared a nice romantic stroll along the Esplanade, maybe a little dip in there. Who knows?
Oh, wow. Did you walk that far? I thought they were still on Grafton Street.
They went for a stroll. And this type of walk, Illy, you talk, you get to know each other a little bit. And then at the end of the night, you guys parted ways.
We did. So, like, when we were walking out, it was like, I need to go to the bathroom. And we're walking around, and we ended up at the Esplanade because nowhere was open. So, and went to the bathroom. And I asked him, I was like, oh, where are you staying? And he's like, at Gillies. So I was like, oh, like, you walked up, like, all this way. We were just at Gillies. And he's like, no, I was... wanted to find a bathroom. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow. All good romantic stories.
Start with the bathroom visit.
Yeah, start with the bathroom.
Now, look, we're going to skip towards the end here because you put a post up on your Facebook page saying, help, I have a problem. And you told the full story of Moses and you've started a little hashtag down the bottom here said, help me find Moses. Yeah. What we know so far is there is a person called Moses, apparently is from Sydney or Victoria, according to your message. And he's staying at Gillies.
Yeah.
You have a description. Give us the quick description of Moses.
Okay, so I'm 5'7". I think he's a little bit taller than me, so I just said 5'8". Short brown hair. He's white. And he had, I remember walking behind him, and he had, like, I'm pretty sure he said they were, like, Chinese symbols that meant family on the back of his right calf.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's the description.
We gave
that description to our mates at Gilligan's who went on the hunt last night for someone called Moses out and about last night at Gillies, and we're going to catch up with our mate Baron next to find out if we've found Moses, the love of your life. Let's find out next when we check in with Baron, right? You going to stick with us?
Yep.
No worries.